Morning, it's May 7, the anniversary of Collingwood's first game in what was then the VFA. The famous club played Carlton on this day in 1892. In 1972, Reginald Kenneth Dwight formally changed his name to Elton Hercules John, the name he'd been using professionally since the late 60s.
I didn't particularly like being Reg Dwight. It had too many unhappy memories and sort of... I hated the word Reg anyway. I mean, it's just a horrible name to kill. Can you just like calling somebody Cuthbert or Egbert or something like that? As soon as I was Elton, it was just great. I was just like a new personality.
And singer-songwriter Eddie Rabbit died on this day in 1998, age 53. He got his big break when Elvis recorded his song Kentucky Rain. He went on to have hits with Every Which Way But Loose and, of course, I Love a Rainy Night.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day because I love a rainy night.
Birthdays, British actor and comedian Richard O'Sullivan is 74. You'll remember him from the sitcoms Robin's Nest and Man About the House.
Yes, Chrissy did mention you were interested in rotten old films.
Didn't say that.
Fair point, though. They don't last long.
Well, I don't know, 2 hours seems long enough for me.
Disco singer Thelma Houston is 72.
I met your
And Bryan Cranston is 62. The character actor stars in Breaking Bad, but got his big break as Hal, the dad, on Malcolm in the Middle.
There's got to be something I can get a job at. There's got to be a big turnover in test pilots or advertising. I could do advertising.
Hal, you have no experience in advertising.
I'm a natural. Little jingles are constantly popping into my head.
Finally, one of the most renowned actors of all time, Gary Cooper, was also born on May 7. He died aged 60 in 1961. Famous for his westerns, he won an Academy Award for High Noon.
They'll just come after us, four of them. We'd be all alone on the prairie.
There's some of the things that have happened on this day, May 7.